Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 8th of December 2022. I'm just going to make myself a bit more comfortable. I'm getting a little bit annoyed. This chair that I sit in seems to give off this squeaky noise whenever I move. But when I don't record, typically it doesn't make a noise. So trying to find out what's going on. Anyway, hope you are well and you are keeping warm, most importantly. We have had our first frost here today in Littlehampton on the south of the UK, and it's been interesting, to say the least. Our first frost on the 8th of December is quite amazing. Now, I'm going to come back to the temperature in just a moment. First of all, I have made a few notes of what I want to talk about. First thing first, I heard in the news the other day that there are food supply issues going on. Now, eggs have been a bit of an issue over the last few weeks. We know that with some supermarkets restricting how many eggs you can buy. And that's due to a number of reasons. The cost of chicken feed, which I know has gone up. The bird flu re-emerging again and again, also causing issues. But obviously, I've got my own chickens, so I know what that's like. But there are other things that are now starting to cause issues as well. Tomatoes and cucumbers were some of the things that I have heard that may be restricted on how many we could buy from a supermarket. And this is obviously due to a number of reasons. The war in Ukraine, the cost of feeds and fertilizers going up, the cost of fuel and so on and so on. But what I come up when I heard with this news, first of all, tomatoes and cucumbers. Who really needs tomatoes and cucumbers at this time of year? Don't get me wrong. I think they're nice. I think they're great. But they're more a summer crop. And this has always been my problem when I feel we should be eating seasonally. Now, of course, we do use tomatoes in stews and curries. Yes, but we could use some of our frozen tomatoes for that. So that's not really a problem when it comes to that sort of thing. Or even some of our stored tomatoes. For me, the real reason is why people want fresh tomatoes and cucumbers in the middle of winter when there's so many other good foods available. The brassicas, the winter salads, the good stuff is still available. But we tend to always think about these summer crops. Now, I'm not saying that come next year, tomatoes and cucumbers won't be an issue. We don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I suspect they will be. But as grow your owners, we're going to be not having that problem. We're going to get plenty of tomatoes, I can guarantee it. We're going to do absolutely fine. Why do I say that? Obviously, as members of a supporters club, you get going to get those seeds that are going to be sent out that are going to provide you with the tomatoes, with the cucumbers, of course, as and when I feel that is the right time to sow them. But also, just growing food in a nutshell will just help to supply us with food all year round. I'm a big believer that we should be eating seasonally, but we should all be growing our own food as well. And this is obviously the aim with the Veg Grower podcast. We're always trying to aim to encourage people to grow their food more and more. And what I see in 2023, we move towards this sort of using grow your own to help beat the cost of living crisis, but I feel it hasn't really taken effect yet. The cost of living crisis, that is. In 2023, I feel there's going to be a sudden upsurge. So again, I mean, this happens every few years, especially if recession is around the corner. Allotment lists already on long waiting lists. So 2023 is going to be the time that we turn around and say, right, grow your owners. This is what we can do. This is how we can provide us with plenty of food all year round that doesn't cost very much. Now, on that note of growing food all year round, I have sown the basil today. Now, I'm sure you all got your seeds in this from this month. I think I saw a couple of people got theirs yesterday, which is, a week. It's taken a week. I know there was some strikes last week, which flew me by. But, we got next month's. We're going to figure out what we're going to do with next month's with strikes and with it being Christmas. Anyway, don't worry, you're still going to get them. You will still get them. The bezel. We've sewn the bezel. All I've done with the bezel is sewn it into just on top of, filled some pots up with compost. I'm really struggling with my words tonight. I'm sorry. Filled some pots up with compost and I've sprinkled the seed over the top. Now, I've actually filled 6 pots up, so they are pretty well good to go. And I've only sown a few seeds in each tub. We don't have to sow all the seeds. We can spread them out, but I've used all the seeds that I have up just so that they are used. We then sprinkled over some compost, and then I've placed those on my kitchen windowsill. And they're grown inside because I want to get some fresh basil, of course. But I also want to make sure that they survive. And the kitchen windowsill for me at the moment is becoming my haven. It's where I'm really starting to grow a lot of food. I've got to say, we're getting lots of microgreens and herbs and things. So, yeah, that's why we're going to grow the basil on the windowsill. Now, these basil should pretty soon germinate. And we could thin them down if I feel we need to. But I don't think we will. What we're trying to recreate here is the sort of supermarket pots of basil, you know, when you get lots of different plants in a single pot. And that's what we're going to try and recreate here on our windowsill. We're going to let those grow. We're going to pick the leaves as and when we need them. Just make sure the soil doesn't dry out. Don't necessarily need some feeding. Now, we could potentially keep these going until May, and then at which point we could pot them into a bigger pot and pot them outside. Basil is an annual, so it's not a perennial plant. It will die back after a certain amount of time. And we want to stop it when it starts to flower. The flavour tends to be lost a bit when it flowers. So we're going to do our best to try and stop it from flowering by picking regularly and picking often. But when it does go, you know, it's not the end of the world. I will chop the plants down, give them to my chickens, and then add all the compost to our compost bin and get it ready to go. Basil, incredibly easy. Incredibly easy. This one is a cinnamon basil, so it's got a nice sort of cinnamony flavour and aroma to it, which just really does sound absolutely beautiful. And it is beautiful, I've got to say. Also, you know, some of those dishes, this is what I like about using different flavours. Basils, they come in different flavours. Sometimes a nice bit of cinnamon with a dish just makes it taste all the better. So, yes, that's the basil sown and growing on our windowsill. I hope all your seeds are growing well so far this year. And going into the winter, we're going to be using them a lot. Now, I should say, all these seeds, although I send them out to go out to be sown in December, don't have to sow them in December. You can sow them at other times of the year that suits you better. But I have designed this so that they can be sown that very month, all these seeds. Next on my list. So, this weekend, tasks for this weekend. I personally, Saturday, I'm going up to Essex to see Lee Connolly, Skinny Jean Gardner. We're doing a bit of work up there, up his way, recording a few podcasts and what have you, sorting things out. A bit of a discussion and meeting that we do every now and then. Not only that, it's just good to see him. He's a very good friend of mine and always a pleasure. So that only really leaves Sunday for some gardening, and it is looking like it's going to be very cold this weekend. And I know I get away with a lot of cold weather. As I said earlier, we've had our first frost today. A lot of other people get cold a lot sooner than I do. So cold can be a pretty disastrous thing when it comes to gardening. And at the top of my list is that we've got to stay warm. So wrap up if you are out in the garden, wrap up warm, lots of layers. I've been working all day outside. I've got a base layer, a t-shirt, a jumper, a coat, all to keep me warm. And it does make a difference. Hat as well, gloves, etc. So if you do have to do some work outside, please do wrap up warm. I would say if the ground is frozen, don't bother trying to do anything in the ground because it's just not good. It's going to damage the soil structure and all the life in the soil. The good thing with it being frozen, though, is it will break up those large clumps so that you get a good tilth or when it comes into the growing season. So instead of going outside, what I recommend that you do is you stay in the warm, you stay in your sheds or your greenhouses and you tidy those up. Now, obviously, you may not have heaters in these areas, but it's got to be worth doing. I put a video out yesterday, actually, which shows me tidying up my greenhouse from the weekend. This weekend, I see myself going out to the shed to tidy that up as well. And another thing that we have, well, another thing that we could be doing that keeps us in warm is just going through our seed collection. This is something that I do quite often. I've already done it this year, but I think I might go through it again at this weekend. Just go through the seed collection, see what we've got that we want to sow, see that we what we have too much of, see what we can give away for Christmas presents, and get rid of any seeds that may be out of date, or make a list of what you do have. Just a few of the suggestions I've got for this weekend as I try and share with you what my plans are, as well as come up with a list of tasks for each weekend. Now, I will be back on Sunday with a podcast for you, but we've also got our live show, which we are making some Christmas wreaths on. Stuart Jackson has shown us how to do it. So please do join us for that at 6 o'clock on our Facebook channel and our YouTube channel, where 6 o'clock on Sunday. We go live every Sunday, and it's just a chance for us gardeners to have a bit of a chat. On that note, the service that I use for the live streaming, they've added a new feature now where I can actually do webinars. And it's something I thought I might float out with you guys, see if anybody is interested in that. We have almost like a live chat with members of the supporters club. Only I invited to this. It's a private behind the scenes thing. We could do that on perhaps a monthly basis or something if it's a success. I know I tried before and I didn't get any interest from people joining in. So I've not bothered again, but this might work a bit better. How it'll work, you let me know if you want to come. I will send you, let me know if you're interested, and then we'll work out a date. And then anybody that's interested will get a link, and you just click on that link and it takes you to the service that I use. And we will have a webinar, have a bit of a chat about gardening and what have you. If that's any interest to you, richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again on Sunday.